We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to head up to Tallahassee and FSU getting things going as well. And we've been talking with Chris Knee for the last couple of months leading up to this season. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. Game week. I know that everybody is excited.
Football and see what they're going to be.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, I mean, this time of year, everybody's 0-0. I mean, FSU easily had one of the best off seasons. I mean, recruiting wise, camp wise, community relations, public relations. How do you parlay that all that success into W's now?
Well, you know, I think for FSU, they're going to be graded on two skills. Obviously, wins and losses is the first thing everybody falls back on, and they need to win as much as they lose this year, if not win more than they lose. You know, 6-6 is kind of the baseline they probably need to be to help turn this thing around. But the other thing is this team getting better? Is it growing? They were super young last year, partly because they ran a lot of people off. Obviously, they returned a lot of young players, but they also went into the portal and got a lot of talent. You know, and the two deep comes out today, and you see Mackenzie Milton sharing quarterback duties with Jordan Travis. He's a transfer. You look at the two DNs, they got Kier Thomas from down your way, came here from South Carolina. Jermaine Johnson, who came from Georgia, those are your two starting DNs. So you kind of look at and you see a mix of a lot of guys who were kind of thrown in the fire last year for FSU and a lot of guys who come in kind of hungry because for whatever reason they felt like the opportunity where they were was not equal to the opportunity they can have here, and they're here to do something. And a lot of those guys are in their last year of eligibility. You know, Johnson's a senior. Tier Thomas is a senior. Milton's a guy coming off an injury, a catastrophic injury. He's a senior. So these are guys that are on their last go-round, so they want to prove something. So I do think there's a lot of, not to use the old cliche, but chips on the shoulder and that type of thing going on with this roster of guys who are kind of chomping at the bit to get out there and get after it.
You know, you bring up some excellent points because all that infusion of talent that wasn't there last year really changes the complexion of the entire team. Maybe on and off the field, you know, because you have new faces and new guys who weren't the same old guys from before who maybe were the problem. They're not around now. He's got some new faces. Talk about that, because I think a lot of people had mentioned that, you know, FSU is going to be a lot different because you've got a lot of different players who I think in some cases were better than the guys that are not there right now.
Yeah, there was some upgrading in talent. I think the other thing is that there was a lot of guys brought in with a lot of experience. You know, I think it was 309 games played by transfers that came in. Those guys are going to help push some guys. Mackenzie Milton has certainly helped Jordan Travis get better this preseason. Jordan Travis has improved as a passer. He's much more confident. He's much more comfortable. I don't think a lot of that happens for Jordan if he's not being pushed by, like, Mackenzie Milton in that room. I think that certainly has helped. You know, offensive line Dylan Gibbons was a reserve at Notre Dame, but has gone through a lot of work at Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame, a place known for offensive linemen. He comes in and helps to shore up that offensive line a little bit. It gives them a guy like Dante Lucas is more of a swing offensive guard reserve now. Pretty good sixth lineman for a team like FSU, who has very much struggled with having O-line depth in recent years. You know, they probably have 7, maybe 8 linemen this year they can rely upon. Last year, they pretty much had 5, and when they didn't have those 5, it was going to fall off a cliff, and we saw that happen. I've talked about both of those DNs. FSU so desperately needs a pass rush. if nothing else, I think it improved simply because I think those guys are more talented than the two guys who left for the NFL last year, who very much got drafted solely on athletic ability, not production. You know, I think Jermaine Johnson's a guy who's going to be better than anything we saw from Joshua Kando or Janarius Robinson. And then in the secondary, you had a guy like Jamie Robinson, who's just kind of an aggressive SEC-type athlete. He's going to help push some guys back there. And they've got, you know, Jerrion Jones as a second-year transfer, but he's another guy that kind of fits in that mold in that secondary. So I think it was a team where when you were so young a season ago, you had to go get some guys that have been in it, dealt with it, you know how to bring it in practice consistently, because that's going to help some of those young guys who you hope are your baseline group for where this program's going to go improve. You can't just let those guys try to improve on their own with nobody pushing them or them just feeling like the job is owed to them because, well, I started last year. So I do think the transfer group that they brought in, one largest in the nation, definitely paid dividends in that regard.
Yeah, I agree. Chris Nee, Knowles 24/7 joining us. And as you were talking, Mackenzie Milton, last we saw him on any playing field during a game was not a great sight. That was almost 2 years ago. Talk about that, because, I mean, you're looking – I know that the fans in Miami are always looking at De'Ara King when he does this, that. What about somebody like Milton who really – his injury was just and you remember, I mean, it was you think to yourself, there's no way. I don't care how young and resilient and how – there's no way he's getting back on the field. Same way we felt about Teddy Bridgewater, and they're both – obviously playing. Talk about that and how, you know, they watch him and you watch him and you kind of shake your head. Modern medicine is just amazing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's pleasing to see because he's a young man who certainly wants to be on the field. And he's worked very, very hard to put himself in a position to play again. And he's always going to deal with some ailments because of that injury because it was so catastrophic. But he's willing to go through that pain for the payoff of playing football, something he loves to do. And I think McKenzie's a kid who's iron-willed. He's very tested, and he's very comfortable in the person he is. He's obviously a bit older than your average college senior because of the fact that he did have the 2 years away because of the injury. But he can play football at a high level. I don't think he'll ever return to the level he once was. I just think that's expecting too much. But he was good. When we got to see him in the preseason, and you know, for different reasons, he was limited to some degree, but there were instances in the preseason where you see that magic that he brought to UCF, the ability to make he's got a super quick release. That's the first thing that always stands out when you watch him. And just the ability to kind of get down the field, make a quick decision, make the right decision, and make the offense go. And it's pretty fun to watch. When you covered a football team that hasn't been particularly good at offense in the last four or so years, seeing a guy that kind of gives it that spark, who you know his best is unbelievable because what he's done in his past football career in the college level, it's pretty enjoyable. And it's a cool story. It's going to be awesome to follow. And I hope he does have immense success this year and that it's the comeback he hoped for because he's put so much work into getting to this point.
Right. And I was saying that isn't it great that you have an opportunity to see something like that? I mean, especially, you know, FSU's been – they haven't had that type of feel-good type of story in a while. And I think everything's coming back. And I've told you, you know, just talking to a lot of the fans and then all the kids who came up to all the camps and stuff. It's a whole different, you know, I mean, before, oh, wow, FSU is so far to drive. And it wasn't so far for a couple of people who went a couple of times this year. So I think winning cures everything. I think we established that over and over again. And certainly I think this coaching staff is the coaching staff. I keep reiterating it. I just, you know, I've been around it a long time. When you have people who, you know, are detailed people who are proven winners, you just got to stick with it. You know, I mean, these are guys are not trial and error guys. They've already done it. And I'm excited for them. I know everybody's going to want to follow Chris. We have so many FSU fans down here. Give them your social media and also give them the website so they can follow your stories as well.
The website is Knowles247.com, nice and simple. The Twitter is also the same, Knowles247. My personal one is CNEE247. I keep that focused on the work.
Good stuff. Chris, I appreciate it as always, and we'll hook up with you in a couple of weeks, see how we got started.
All right, Blue, take it easy, buddy.
Good stuff. Chris Nee, as we told you, Knowles247 does an awesome job. I mean, it's just – And you know, I mean, anybody will tell you, excuse me, if you're winning, it kind of like cures everything. People kind of forget all about, you know, what's gone on in the past, what went on last year. Yeah, it's what have you done for me lately? And everybody knows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.